Welcome to this week's edition of WUKY's Family Fun Guide. Today, we take you to Summerfest at Woodland Park for a tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time, song as old as time, Beauty and the Beast.
That's the cast of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, presented by Kentucky Conservatory Theater. They just finished their opening weekend of Summerfest. If you didn't get a chance to see the show, there are still two more weeks of performances to go. Wesley Nelson is the executive director of KCT, and he's been at the helm of Summerfest for 7 years.
There's nothing like Summerfest. I grew up doing outdoor theater for a professional company back in Eastern Kentucky called Jenny Wiley Theater, and there's just magic doing theater under the stars. It's just totally different. It feels immersive, even though, you still have a separate audience. It's just a different feeling. And, when I got into college and started going to work other places, it was like, oh, I'll probably never do outdoor theater again. And then I moved to Lexington, and within like 2 years, they were like, hey, do you want to run this thing? And so, I ended up in this position. And, that's the thing, is it's a beast, pun for the show, but it is a beast to put together. It really is. And, there's different unique challenges, and I don't like easy, so I like things that are difficult.
Wesley, what is going to be unique about the show? Almost everybody knows the story of Beauty and the Beast. They know the Disney songs. Little kids will probably be singing along. But are you going to take any kind of different spin on this production?
Oh, definitely. We always like to do our own KCT spin, whether that be through a concept, through something visual. With this production, we've worked with our set designer, Shan Ayers, and our costume designer for The Enchanted Objects, Patrick Howell, to make all of those pieces and set pieces look like they're constructed out of stained glass. So the concept is, when the Enchantress placed the spell on the Beast, the enchanted objects were turned into parts of the castle. So there's 4 moving staircase units that are alive, that move and do different formations. The Beast kind of instructs them to move at different times. So the entire set, down to the glass, is living.
Chris Lynn Love and Ron Wilbur are starring as Belle and the Beast. They tell me, keeping the iconic moments of the show true to the original, while finding their own unique spin as actors, has been the biggest but most rewarding challenge.
She's so brave. She's so strong. My favorite thing about Belle is that she literally can find beauty in anything. And I think that's really what makes her beautiful. Aside from her looks, she can find beauty in a teapot. She can find beauty in a monster. She can find beauty in her father, who everyone thinks is cuckoo. Like, she finds beauty in everything that has beauty in it. And I think that's my favorite part about Belle.
I think the most important thing, other than beauty, is that love is pretty much the thing that prevails everything, which I enjoy, because I feel like he did not know what that was. And then in seeing how everyone is reacting to this young lady being in his castle and being in his personal space, it transformed him.
Nelson calls Woodland Park the perfect location for this fairy tale to play out.
And it felt magical. We've been lucky with all of our spaces, the Arboretum, Moon Dance Amphitheater. This feels magical. The trees, it's still a huge space. We can still fit probably 2,000 people out there. Mm-hmm. But because the canopy the trees provide, the gazebo, just it feels right. And it feels cozy, even though it's huge. And it's in downtown Lexington, which is awesome.
Summerfest would like you to be their guest July 12th through the 15th or the 19th through the 22nd at 8:45 for Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Tickets range between $16 and $22 for adults. Children 10 and under can get in for $11 at the gate. I'm Karen Czar for this week's edition of WUKY's Family Fun Guide.